Last time we discussed in Machlokas Rishon and Rashi and the Shiltos whether the ideal time to perform Chafifa is by Yom or by Laila. And the minhag that developed that the Rosh quotes, that's reflected in Shulchan Aruch, that L'chachila, Chafifa should be begun by Yom and continued by Laila. But where that's possible, that is the theoretical preference. But as we noted, there are many practical circumstances in which it's not so practical. And in those cases, poskim are relatively quick to be makel to allow a chafifa exclusively balayla. The classic situations that we noted in the Gemara, where there has to be a, or may have to be, a break between the chafifa and the tefillah, despite the value of having the chafifa and the tefillah close together, where you have a Shabbos Yontov combination of potentially 1, 2, or 3 days, as the Gemara outlines. So in the standard case of a Motzei Shabbos Tevilah, so what should follow is that according to Rashi, that the ideal time for Chafifa is always by Yom, then the preferable time for Chafifa and a Motzei Shabbos Tevilah would be to do the Chafifa and Erev Shabbos. And that's the position L'shach in Sivkat and Vav that we noted last time, who thinks that Rashi is correct lahalacha. Whereas, according to those who showed him that the ideal time to perform chafifa would be balayla, then chafifa should be performed, presumably balayla, lechachila, and that's the position of the mechaber. The mechaber writes in Sif Gimel, chal tfilasa b'motzei Shabbos, she'ef shalacha m'bod yom, tachaf b'leil tfilasa. So the mechaber paskins without hesitation that if tfila is a motzei Shabbos, you obviously can't do chafifa on Shabbos itself, so there's no need to do chafifa, there's no value to do chafifa at Erev Shabbos. Chafifa should l'chachila be performed right after Shabbos. However, the Ramah adds, mikol makom, minag yafahu shetircha teitei b'Erev Shabbos, v'b'masei Shabbos taksa v'tacha v'tisro k'mat. Minag yafah is to perform the rechitza and the chafifa at Erev Shabbos, and then to do another chafifa on Motzei Shabbos as well. Says the Tazim here in Sukkot and Zayin, near da'af l'she'ilta sagi b'hachi, that even according to the position of the she'ilta that l'chachila chafifa should be b'layla, this suggestion of the Ramah is fine. Da'af api d'l'didhu ikar chafifa b'layla, imkei tzvicha lachaf harbe l'chachila, mikol makom, lozim kan d'mahani chafifa d'er Shabbos, d'sari l'hach chafifa mu'etes, d'sagi b'hachi. So even the she'ilta should agree that if you perform a robust chafifa d'er Shabbos, and then you perform a more limited chafifa Motzei Shabbos, that would still be a kiyum in a Motzei Shabbos chafifa according to the she'iltos. So it seems like this Ramah...
What's the better one, Motzei Shabbos or...
According to?
According
to the Taz is saying the Ramah's minhag yafeh is Yosei Kol HaDeos. Just like on a regular tefillah, we try to be Yosei Kol HaDeos to start the Chafifa Bayom and to continue Balayla. So that way, you fulfill both the position of having Chafifa Bayom and Chafifa Balayla. So it sounds like here, Motzei Shabbos also, there's a way of fulfilling all Shitas and having Chafifa both Bayom and Balayla. So you do a robust Chafifa Erev Shabbos and a more limited Chafifa on Motzei Shabbos. Where that's impractical, as is often the case on an Erev Shabbos, Kitzahom, it's rushed, short day. So then, even according to the Ramah, you are fine doing the Chafifa exclusively on Motzei Shabbos if it's impractical to do a Chafifa on Erev Shabbos. Sidrei Tara here in Sifkata and Kaf, in the paragraph beginning, the Tshuvas Panim Me'iros, quotes the Tshuvas Panim Me'iros, who addresses the following situation. A woman gets up from Shiva on Shabbos, and Leil Tefillah is Motzei Shabbos. So in a regular situation of Tefillah Motzei Shabbos, according to the Minhag HaRamah, according to the Mechaber, so you always do the Chafifa and Erev, sorry, according to the Mechaber, you always do the Chafifa Motzei Shabbos and Chachila, so there's nothing to talk about here. But according to the Minhag HaRamah, that it's preferable to perform a chafifa on Erev Shabbos where you have a Motzei Shabbos tefila. What about a woman who's in Avelus who gets up from Shivan Shabbos, Leil Tefilas Motzei Shabbos, can she perform chafifa on Erev Shabbos or not? Do we say that it's not considered a rechitza shel tanug, it's only functional, it's only for the mitzvah purpose, and therefore it would be allowed even during, or maybe allowed even during Avelus. So the Panim Iros Paskin said in this case, a woman should do the tefillah on Erev Shabbos, even though she's in the middle of Avelus. It's not considered a rechitza shel tanug. And that's the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan as well. In Hilchas Avelus, Simen Shin Pei Aleph Sivches, Aruch HaShulchan Simen Shin Pei Aleph Sivches, that in this case of a Motzei Shabbos tefillah following Shiva, you should l'chachila perform a chafifa on Erev Shabbos. That's the Panim Iros, that's the Aruch HaShulchan. The Sidrei Tar himself argues on the Panim Iros. He thinks that chafifa should only be done on Motzei Shabbos. And he points out that seems to be consistent with the Ramah in Hilchas Tisha B'Av. The Ramah passes in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, Simen Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Se'if Tes Zayin. Tav Kuf Nun Aleph Se'if Tes Zayin, quoting the Aguda. The Ramah writes over there, referring to the Isser of Rechitza during Shavuot Shechalbo, during the 9 days. Ulitzarach Mitzvah Shari. So if a woman has to go to the mikveh during the 9 days, then she obviously is allowed to perform chafifa, to wash herself in preparation, and then to go to the mikveh. Even if she's going to the mikveh, motzai tisha b'av, mutala lirchot be'erev tisha b'av, im i'efshala lirchot b'leil yod. So she's allowed to wash herself to do the chafifa on erev tisha b'av, even though, in general, Rechitza is prohibited during the 9 days, definitely during Shavuot Shechalbo. So the Ramah says, if it's impossible to do the chafifa on Motzei Tisha B'Av, then you can do the chafifa on Erev Tisha B'Av. If you want to see this inside on the page, if you don't have a Mishnah Berurah Hilchas Tisha B'Av in front of you, you can take a look at the Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel on the margin over here, to Se'if Dalid, quotes this Ramah B'Shem Haguda in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. So it points out the Sidrei Tara. Now the Ramah sounds like the only time that we allow you to do the Chafifa on Erev Tisha B'Av is where you won't be able to do it on Motzei Tisha B'Av. And Mi'efshar L'Lirchos Leo Yud. But L'Chachila, we would tell you you should only do the Chafifa on Motzei Tisha B'Av. Their halacha there writes, in the name of the Dagal Mirvava, that the Ramah is l'shitaso about general tefillah on Motzei Shabbos. The way the Dagal Mirvava explains our Ramah, that licha chilam de'ikir adin, the ideal time to do chafifa is Motzei Shabbos. There's a minog, an appropriate minog, to be machmir to do chafifa on Erev Shabbos as well. But that's only b'taras l'chachila. Mikra din, the more correct time for chafifa is Motzei Shabbos, and therefore you have no right to be makel to allow a chafifa on Erev Tisha B'Av just to be marviach l'chachila, a minag yafa of doing the chafifa earlier. Of doing the chafifa bayom. According to the Shach, however, the Shach holds that the Ikar Adin, like Rashi, the Ikar Adin, the ideal time for Chafifa is Bayom, Era Shabbos in the Motzei Shabbos situation. Then here also, the Shach presumably would tell you that the woman should go to the mikveh on, in the Avelus case, should go to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos. Even though she'll do chafifa on Erev Shabbos, even though she's still in Avelus.
He doesn't suggest possibly delaying the tefillah.
In order to do the chafifa bayom,
no. Well, yeah, according to the Shah, right. if it's us trying to do it during Shiva, so the only other time we really is supposed to be doing it is then we have pushed off till Sunday.
Right. So, but if you already have precedent, if you have ready, okay. Would the Shach assume? Would the Shach tell you to delay a tefillah in order to be marviach tefillah bayom? In all those cases, right, all those cases of the break, the Shach assumes that even if you have 2-day break, 3-day break, you should do the Chafifa on Erev Yontif or Erev Shabbos in addition to another Chafifa Matzai Shabbos. You should always try to do a Chafifa Bayom, but would he tell you in that case to delay Leil Tefillah in order to do Chafifa Bayom if you're going to be Machmir and not doing it during the 9 days of Dura Velas? I don't think he weighs in on that directly. Okay. But the Siddur Tzara points out that if you're going to be machmir, the simple reading of the Ramah in Hilchas Tisha B'Av, the only time you allow the tefillah on Erev Tisha B'Av is where you can't do it on Motzai Tisha B'Av. So that's talking about Rechitza during the 9 days, which is only, or Rechitza during Shibu Shechavbo, which is only Mita Minuk. Avelis is more chomer, so if you're going to be machmir by the Avelis of Shibu Shechavbo, and kosher can you be mafmir by the availus of Shiva. Mishabrua Paskins in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Simen Tav Kuf Nun Dalit Sivkatan Yudches, Simen Tav Kuf Nun Dalit Sivkatan Yudches, the Sharet Zion there, Sivkatan Kuf Dalit B'Shem Magen Avram, Sharet Zion Sivkatan Kuf Dalit B'Shem Magen Avram, that if Leil Tefillah falls, if Leil Tefillah falls on Tisha B'Av, so then we obviously don't go to the mikveh on Tisha B'Av. Leil Tefillah falls on Tisha B'Av. You push off Leil Tefillah until Motzai Tisha B'Av. So the Mishavura Paskin is there, you should lechachila do lechafifa on Erev Tisha B'Av. Shari Tshuva there points out that that Magen Avraham is against our Ramah. According to our Ramah, that lechachila, the ideal time for chafifa is always balayla. So in that case, Leil Tefillah is Tisha B'Av, you push it off to Motzei Tisha B'Av, there's no reason to do Chafifa Bayom on Erev Tisha B'Av, as the Siddur Torah says. Magen Avraham says otherwise. Magen Avraham, quoted by the Mishnah Berurah, who says that you should L'Chachila do Chafifa Erev Tisha B'Av, so he seems to be assuming not like the Magen Avraham, sorry, not like the Ramah, that there is a L'Chachila of doing Chafifa Bayom. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes from Rav Yashiv, page Reish Ayin Tes. Rav Yashiv Paskin, like the Mishnah Berurah here, when it comes to Erev Tisha B'Av, that if you have the Motzai Tisha B'Av Tefillah or Leil Tisha B'Av Tefillah, then you push off the Motzai Tisha B'Av, you should lechachila do chafifa bayom on Erev Tisha B'Av. Although by Avelis, he was machmir because there, that's more chamer. The Isser Rechitza during Shavu Shechalbo is Mita Minog. The Isser Rechitza during Avelis is Medina. Rabbi Shulchan points out, page Kufhei in the Beurim, Dibur Maskel B'Motzei Shabbos, page Kufhei in the Beurim, Dibur Maskel B'Motzei Shabbos, that if you're going to distinguish between Avelis and Tisha B'Av, that you'd be mafmir in the Avela situation to not allow a tefillah by yom. But Erev Tisha B'Av, you would allow a tefillah by yom. He points out it could be that there's a difference between the Erev Shabbos situation and the Tisha B'Av situation. Erev Shabbos, the Ramaz L'Chachila, the Ramaz Minagafa, to do the Chafif and Erev Shabbos, and then do another minimal Chafif and Motzei Shabbos, Levush explains that makes sense because over Shabbos, you're not likely to come in contact with other Chatzitzas the way you would during the week. Your activity on Shabbos is much more constrained than your activity during the week. And if you do a thorough Chafif and Erev Shabbos, it's less likely that you're going to come into contact with a substance that could constitute a chatzitza over Shabbos. So if you're going to do the Chafif and Erev Shabbos, and then you do another minimal Chafif and Motzei Shabbos, you're fine. But in a Tisha B'Av situation where there's no Isser Malacha on Tisha B'Av, so there's more of a likelihood you may come in contact with the chatzitza, so it could be that the Chafifa that you perform Erev Tisha B'Av wouldn't be sufficient anyway. So you may not be gaining that much. You may have to do a full, robust Chafifa Motzei Tisha B'Av anyway, because you can't rely on yesterday's Chafifa. Maybe you came in contact with another chatzitza over Tisha B'Av. So if you go with the Levush's reason that the Iker or the thrust of the Rabbat Psak is Dafka where there's an intervening Shabbos, so then that may not apply the same way on Tisha B'Av. If the Rama is only based on the Lechachila of having Chafifa Bayom, so then you wouldn't distinguish between Tisha B'Av or Erev Shabbos necessarily. Okay, Lemaisa, at least on the more common Tisha B'Av issue, if you have a Leil, a Motzai Tisha B'Av Tila, want to do the Chafifa, so there's what to rely on in either direction. If in general, on the Motzai Shabbos case, you're not always machmir for this Minagafa to do the Chafif and Erev Shabbos, so presumably there's more reason to be machmir on Erev Tisha B'Av in that kind of a case as well. Okay. The Gemara in Samech Vav Amud Beis has the following name of Rava, second long line. The Amar Rava, Tavla the Alsa Vinimsa La Davar Chotzei. So a woman goes to the mikvah, she comes out of the mikvah, and then she finds a chatzitza, and she doesn't know whether that Davar Chotzei was on her body when she went to the mikvah, or maybe it adhered to her after she came out. So Im Samach L'Chafifa Tevila, Eino Tzricha Lacha Filikbal. So if the Chafifa was immediately preceding the Tevila, then you have the right to assume that the chatzitza emerged later, adhered later, and she doesn't require another chafifa tefillah. But if the chafifa was not immediately before the tefillah, then there's more of a likelihood that the chatzitza was indeed on her before she went down into the mikvah, and in that case, she would need to do another chafifa tefillah. Then the Gemara has Ika de Amri, Imba osa yom shechafafa tavla, ein asricha lacha v'litpo. V'imla asricha lacha v'litpo. The second lashon is not a function of samach l'chafifa tefillah per se, but whether it was done on the same day. It sounds like even if it wasn't immediately before, as long as the chafifa and the tefillah are on the same day, there's no need for a redo. May b'nayu, ika b'nayu l'mismach l'chafifa tefillah. So if I stop there, it sounds like the Gemara is saying, Nafkamin is, do you require Taka for Chafifa Tefillah? According to the first Lashon, Chafifa has to be immediately before Tefillah. According to the second Lashon, as long as it's on the same day, it doesn't have to be immediate. But then the problem is, how do you read the next four words? L'meichaf b'yamama u'lemitbal b'lelya. To do Chafifa in the day and to be Tovel at night. What do those words mean? And Rashi it could well be that Rashi wasn't goreis those four words, because they don't appear, they don't factor into Rashi's explanation of the Gemara. Rashi just writes, Igabinayu lishna kama bina samach chafifa tefila, according to lishna vasrnat, and the story. So it could be Rashi may not have had these words, the mechaf biyamama lumipa belelya. It seems that the Ravid didn't have these words. The Ravid in Shara Tvila, Simon Gimel, Ostalid, and some other Rishonim as well, it's not clear if they were Gores, these four words in the Gemara. Could be they had a single nafkamina, Igabinayu lumismach lechafifa tefila, period, full stop. The Balamor in the Sasogas on the Ravid there, is Gores lemechaf bimama ulmipa belaila, but he's not Gores lemisma chafifa letvila. So he doesn't have the first words, he has the last words. He has lemechaf bimama igabinayu, igabinayu lemechaf bimama ulmipa belaila. The nafkamina is to do chafifa bayom and tvila belaila. So what's the nafkamina? If you take it literally, nafkamina is to do chafifa bayom and tefila balayla. So that, how's that a nafkamina? That's true according to everyone. According to the first lashon, that it has to be takaf le chafifa tefila, so that if you do chafifa bayom and tefila balayla, won't work. According to the second lashon, it has to be in the same day, it still won't work. So how is the mecha b'imam l'milpa b'lelia do chafifa b'yom t'fila b'layla nafkamina between the two lashonos? According to the first lashon, chafifa b'yom t'fila b'layla shouldn't work. According to the second lashon, chafifa b'yom t'fila b'layla shouldn't work.
Why, according to the first lashon, wouldn't it work?
Because you need takef v'chafifa t'fila.
It can't be takef, but one by, like, the day into the night?
So that would be a harif ayin distinction, or only in that... In that precise case where it's immediately before and immediately after Shkia? Okay, I guess that's possible. But that's a very limited limited case, and it doesn't, it's not spelled out. The Balmar, I'm sorry?
She goes to the day through Banish Mashas.
And what's Banish Mashas?
So maybe it's 6 minutes.
I don't even know how long, so. So you're saying, according to the first lashon,
start during the day, and
right?
She
starts during the day, and then there's no break. There's no banish mashas. It's harifying.
She's doing chafifa through that,
right?
And then she goes to the
night. Okay. The Balmor seems to explain it differently, though, and this is the way the footnote in the fancy Bali Nefesh explains the Balmor. That the nafkamina, according to the Balamor, isn't in a case where, the way we're reading the Gemara, you go to the mikvah, you come out, you find the chatzitza, and you want to know whether you have the right to assume that the chatzitza adhered after the tefillah. So then a chanami, in that case, if you found the chatzitza afterwards, and everyone would agree, both the shanos would agree, that unless the chafif and the tefillah were on the same day and immediately one before the other, then you would require another tefillah. What's the nafkamina that the Balamor is talking about? Where you didn't find the chatzitza. So let's say you did tefillah bayom, you did chafifa bayom and tefillah balayla, and you didn't find the chatzitza. But according to the lashon of Takav l'chafifa tefillah, that tefillah doesn't work because you didn't perform a valid chafifa. You didn't find the chatzitza. Everything was fine. But if you require takav l'chafifa tefillah, then if you do tefillah bayom and chafifa balayla, that's li'kuva. That's not going to work at all, even if you don't find the chatzitza afterwards. According to the second law shown that as long as it's in the same day, you're okay. And as long as you don't find the chatzitza, it'll work. What does samach mean? Im samach lechafifa tabla. So the Rashba writes, Lamed Alpha Medeis in the Torah Sabayis Aruch, Lamed Alpha Med Aleph in the Torah Sabayis Akatsar. Samach means that day. Good. One second. The Rashba writes that day. The Rashba in the Katzar, what? The Rashba in the Aruch writes that day. The Rashba in the Katzar writes Osa Ha'ona, that 12-hour period. So the Gaon is bothered by Sam's Kasha, or maybe Sam is bothered by the Gaon's Kasha. They are aggressive, Katzin Kaftalit. About halfway through the piece, the Gaon writes, Harash because of Hashem Raza, my samach bo bayom, the eini mevin dvarav, tehulish nakama. If samach means the same day, so samach lechafifa tefillah means the same day, and ozayom means the same day. So what's the difference between the lishna kama and the lishna basra? And in fact, that is the Lashon of the Mechaber. Look at Shulchan Aruch Sif Yud. Chafafa v'ina v'tavla u'v'aliyat v'nimsa l'edavr chotzeitz. Im b'soch ona shechafafa tavla eina tzvicha tfila cheres v'mla tzvicha tfila cheres. If it's in the same ona, the same 12-hour period, that's the Lashon of the Rashba and the Katzar, then you don't need another tfila. So that's the Rashi. Look at the Shachs of Katan Yudalid. V'yesh poskim ein mechalkin bein toch ona elabin samach l'tfila olo. V'yesh poskim that don't distinguish between whether it's in the same ona or not. All we care about is whether it's samach l'tfila. Samach then meaning something other than oso. Ona samach being more proximate in time. Shema chafif samach l'tfila ein toch l'achsev l'achsev v'lipo. V'yem l'achsev l'achsev v'lachsev v'lipo. Which we'll see in a few moments. So he says that's tali in girsaos. In whether regores. L'meichav b'yamav l'milpa b'lelya. Yesh l'hachmir kishtei adeus. That unless it's both in the same ona and samuch mamish, then you have to be machmir, which we'll come back to through the Rambam and the Ravid in a few moments. So how do we get out of the Gaon's kasha? If samuch means osa yom or osa ona, how is, what's the difference between lishna kama and lishna basra? Sidre Taris of Kazan Kavzayin quotes Etif Eres Lamosha, who says that if you need samuch, according to the first lashon of the Gemara of samuch, so it needs to be both samuch and osa yom. So even if you do the chafifa a minute before shkia and the tefillah a minute after shkia, that's not called samach. Whereas according to the second lashon, that it has to be b'osa hayom. So as long as it's b'osa hayom, even if it's not samach, you're okay. So the suggestion is that according to the Rashba, the Rashba defines samach as b'osa yom. So he understands, according to Lishna Kama, you need both samach, meaning in the same, you need both samach in the literal sense, and b'osa yom. According to the second lashon, all you need is osa yom, even if it's not samach. So the Tzad points out that doesn't work so well in the Mechaber, because the Mechaber just says, v'soch ona shachaf v'tavla, no mention of samach. So it just has to be in the same 12-hour period. Does it make a difference if it's samach or not? So what would you say, Tak, in that case where you did the chafifa right before shkia and the tefillah right after shkia? So as far as this din, that if it, the Mechaber Paskins will work backwards in a moment to the Ram of the Raivit, Mechaber Paskins, that if the chafifa and the tefillah is also ona, then you don't need another tefillah if you find a chatzitza. But what happens if it's not technically Bosa Ona, but it's 5 minutes later? You did the Chatit right before Shkia. You did the Tefillah right after Shkia. So Rav Avadya suggests Chela Gimel, Simon, page Reish Samach Vav. Chela Gimel, page Reish Samach Vav. That since Ben Hashmashos is a Suffolk Laila, and the Igra Chafifa that we do is only Mitakanas Ezra, so it's only a Dinder Abanan. So you could be Mako to assume that we can treat that Ben Hashmashos as being in the same Ona as the time of the Tefillah. Rabbi Forst does that as well. Even though usually we don't go to the Mikvah Ben Hashmashos, so it's not the normal situation, but I guess if it's a Shabbat situation where you do go to the Mikvah Ben Hashmashos, if that's your position, then maybe be relevant in that case. Yeah.
So just the first sub was that you require both samach and oso yom. The second sub only require what? The way
the Teferis of Moshe says it is that according to the second lashon in the Gemara, if it's both oso yom, you don't need samach, and according to the first lashon, you need both samach and the oso hayom. In both the Shonos agree you need both Sayom. Machlokes says, do you need Samach? Yeah?
Are all these dins specifically only by Chafifa, not by Iyum?
I think so. You're asking if you did Chafifa but you didn't do Iyum?
No, I'm asking if these dinim rolls apply to Iyum, then you're going to be dealing with the Doraisa.
Well, it depends. In a case where you didn't do Chafifa and you didn't do Iyun?
You did the Chafifa only before.
That's that Tazan Siddur Tar that we discussed last time, that maybe Chafifa encompasses Iyun anyway.
Right. But, meaning, do we say that only as a reality that in general when people are doing Chafifa they're also doing Iyun? Or
right.
Do we say that regarding the rules we apply to Chafifa? Does Iyun also need to be some of the Chafifa? Or when we're having this Machlokes, is it just by Chafifa, or is it also for Iyun? The Nidon here is
if a woman didn't do Chafifa. So if, practically speaking, we assume that Iyun becomes Bechlau Chafifa, and once you do a Chafifa, so you're de facto doing Iyun anyway, then it may not make that much of a difference.
Meaning, my question is particularly by the Rav Avadya's case.
Right.
If we think Iyun needs to be Samach L'Tefila,
right.
Or Be'oso Iyun, then you wouldn't be able to say Ben Hashmasha anymore.
And if you're, okay.
So I'm just wondering, do we say the rules of Chafifa
mm-hmm.
regarding Samach and Bosa Yom regarding Iyun also?
Off the cuff, I would assume that we should. But... maybe, but I'm not, I haven't seen that discussed in my recollection, so we'll take a look and see what you find. Okay, take a look at the Rambam, Perek Beis Mikvos Halacha Yitzayin. Anyone have the Mikvos here? I brought the wrong volume. Thank you. Shkoch. Perek Beis Halacha Yitzayin. The Rambam writes, "Tavla v'alsa v'nimsa le'dar chotzeitz. In ba'oso hayom shachafafa tavla. If the chafifa tefillah took place on the same day, eino tzricha lachuf pam shniyah. She doesn't have to do another chafifa. El chozeres v'tavelas miyad bilvad. All she has to do is another tefillah." But if it wasn't the same day, she has to do another chafifa and another tevila. So Rambam seems to understand our Gemara that the whole nidon is only about chafifa. Right, our Gemara has chafa v'tavla, but the Rambam seems to have understood that the whole nidon is about do you need another chafifa? Definitely another tevila. So even if you did the chafifa and the tevila both sayom, you still need another tevila if you find a chatzitza. And the whole machlokas of the Gemara and the nafkamina as to whether it's both sayom is only as far as the need for another chafifa. The Rav is masig. Ha'kai melankalish nabasra de amar im samach le chafifa tavla eina tzricha lo lacha vo litbo im la tzricha lacha vo litbo ma'ashikasef hu'ena klom. Okay. And the Mechaber here, the Mechaber we just quoted in Sif Yud, quotes the Ravid's position as the first Shita, and then he adds the Rambam. And then there's a parenthetical note in the Ramah, V'chein da'asa b'nei Yeruchim. Sidri Tarim Sifkatan Laman Aleph quotes Ishmas Yaakov that you should be mafmir like the Rambam, that under all circumstances require another tefillah. And that's why the Ramah adds v'chein da'asa b'nei Yeruchim, that the Rambam is not a shitas yachid, but it's also a b'nei Yeruchim. Says Rav Avadya, we know that the parenthetical references in the Ramah are not necessarily from the Ramah, so it wasn't necessarily the Ramah saying v'chein da'asa b'nei Yeruchim. It could have been a later edition. Rav Avadya says where it's possible to be machmir, so be machmir, but the klal of psak and mechaber is stam yeshamer alacha kistam. So the ikur din is like the Ravid and the other rishonim against the Rambam, that if the chafifa and tefila are ba'osa ona, then you wouldn't require another tefila if you find a chatzitza. Let's look at the next sif in Shulchan Aruch, Sif Yud Aleph. V'med v'armim murim v'shalonis aska v'osa min achar tefila. What are we talking about? Where you weren't touching that substance that formed the chatzitza after tefila. Aval in this aska bo bein tefila v'dika. But if you're touching that very substance that formed the chatzitza after tefila, ein tzricha tefila cheres. Shani tola so b'minshinis aska bo. Then you have the right to assume that the chatzitza came after the tefillah from that which you were touching. That's only if you did a proper chafifa. If you didn't do a proper chafifa, then you have no right to be tola. Look in the Shach, in Sifkat and Tezayin. Goes in the Shari Dura. V'vur lehedya shafila nis'afkaba samin temeya achetamer bari li shelo haya lai kodem lachem. That it's not enough that she was asuka b'osa min, but she has to be able to say bari li with certainty that chatzitza wasn't on her body before the tefillah. Chachmas Adam, Simon Kuf Kaf, Sif Yud Zayin, seems to assume, like the Shach Lalach, even though he has a bit of a discussion whether that's true Maker or Din. Maybe since we're talking about a Chatzitza Derabbanan, you could be Mako. Rav Avadya writes that the Mechaber doesn't have this requirement to barley because we're only talking about Derabbanans, so the Mechaber was Mako. But the consensus of the Poskim seems to be Lechumra, like the Shach, that you only have the right to be Mako if you can say barley that the Chatzitza came afterwards. Aruch HaShulchan writes in Seif Kaf Gimel, Va'ikr l'dina de'im achar ha'tfila nimsal ha'dabra chotzeitz, tzricha tfila acheres, ha'tfila nis'askabo samin achar ha'tfila, in lo shidas bebirer she'bishas tfila lohaya la'zeh. So she has to know bebirer, that the chasisa didn't exist b'shas ha'tfila, in order to be mekel. Vadi HaShulchan does suggest, be'urim page Kuf Kaf Beis, paragraph b'medvar memurim, page Kufka Beis, that if she knows for sure that she came in contact with this min and it adhered to her body somewhere after the tefillah, even though she can't tell you exactly where it adhered, and then you find it somewhere in the body, then that's a sufficient barili to be mekel. Okay, we'll stop here. A week of Chazar now, and the Bechina will be in Ritz Hashem a week from tomorrow. And then we'll begin Hilchos Chatzitza, Simen Kuf Tzariches, after that. For those of you who handed in Bechinos that I didn't yet give back, I have in my office. If you want to come up now, I'll be happy to give it to you.